this is Victoria Barella here on day 3, ISC 2017 in Amsterdam. You are listening to the Trade Show Minute. I'm here with my wonderful guest.
Hi, I'm Andrew Gordon with BlackTrax. Thanks for having me, Victoria.
Hi, thank you. So how are you enjoying your ISC 2017?
It's been absolutely amazing. We've been guests of Panasonic at booth H120, mm-hmm. sorry, 1H20, and it's been nothing but go.
Good. You can't miss the Panasonic booth. It's awesome. There's drones flying around. There's a lot of projection mapping and going on. Can you explain actually what's going on and how do you partake in this booth?
So we were invited to help integrate the different technologies. So right now we're the tracking element that integrates with our friends from Airstage, which pilot the drones, mm-hmm. as well as D3, which is doing the amazing content projection mapping onto the drones as well as onto the actual stage itself. Mm-hmm. We also are the element that is attaching all the lights as they are tracked through to the different elements of the show, the drones, as well as the performers. Mm-hmm. And we're also partnered with our friends at Notch for some of the content, as well as Painting with Light mm-hmm. and Backstage Academy.
So when you say Painting with Light?
Painting with Light is one of the customers, one of our BlackTrax dealers for Belgium.
Gotcha.
And they are interfacing with the booth. They actually created the stage and content.
Oh, okay. And so do you often with your company. So go a little bit more into the products we can see at your booth.
Absolutely. So from a BlackTrax perspective, we have all of our tracking technology integrated into the booth. Mm-hmm. So feel free to stop by. I can show off exactly how BlackTrax integrates with the different technologies. Mm-hmm. And we have, like I mentioned, drones from our friends at Airstage, media servers from D3, and then the wonderful services from Painting with Light.
Awesome. And then do you often do projection mapping on things that move, such as drones, or is it, what kind of market are you going towards? Is it the home market, the commercial market, maybe theater? What do you guys often do?
We often do a lot of permanent installations as well as tour installations. Uh-huh. So as a tour goes out on show, they might be using us for media tracking mm-hmm. as well as light tracking as well. So as mm-hmm. a performer goes out on the show, they're walking across or running across the stage, the lights mm-hmm. will automatically follow them, or digital media from the media servers will automatically follow them.
Nice. And so do you mainly focus on like live and installed events? I know you said also permanent install too. So where have you used your guys' products mainly?
So we've used our products across several different shows, mm-hmm. several different, for example, Cirque du Soleil shows.
Okay.
Toruk uses us in the U.S. Tour right now. Mm-hmm. Queens used us.
Nice.
For their tour. Recently, we did an amazing drone tour with Muse, mm-hmm. which was an integration of drones as well as media following all the performers, the band on stage, as well as lights following. So that was an amazing integration.
That's awesome. And so we have a little demo in front of us right here. Can you explain to us for listeners out there, because they obviously cannot see it, what it is and how it works, maybe what size it is, how do you integrate this?
So we have a small beacon that's probably the size of a flip phone from the 90s. It's not very big, and that resides on either the object or the person that's being tracked. Mm-hmm. So from there, that beacon gets picked up via a couple of cameras that are placed, well, anywhere within the venue, mm-hmm. and then from there it just basically acts as a central hub, integrating with multiple different systems, anything from visuals, lights, audio, robotics, drones, media mm-hmm. servers, you name it. Our expanding portfolio of integrated partners is ever growing, so we're constantly looking for new and fun ways to integrate our technology.
That's awesome. What is, in your opinion, what is the craziest, most fun thing that you've mapped with your products?
From a projection mapping standpoint, I would actually say it's ISC this year.
Yeah.
Yes, the drones has been something on our to-do list for a long time.
That's
so
awesome.
It was amazing to be able to actually make it happen mm-hmm. in such a spectacular way.
I can definitely see this being used in live, live events and people coming to big conventions as well to maybe, would you project data on this, or is it just for visual effects? What have you used it also maybe in that sense? Do you use it to project data?
So you can actually, using, again, multiple different integrations with BlackTrax, you can take, for example, the drone.
Right.
You can project live video onto it.
Mm-hmm.
You can project data onto it.
Mm-hmm.
You can project all sorts of media content onto it.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, you can have everything followed by lights. There really is no limitation to the system because all we are is primarily a 3D spatial tracking system that outputs to everybody and anybody.
Awesome. That's really cool. And if you want to see this in person, you should go over to the Panasonic and multiple partnership booth. Can you remind us of that booth one more time?
Absolutely. So that's the Panasonic booth, and it's in Building 1, H20. Can't miss it.
Yeah, there's a bunch of drones flying around. It's a really cool stand. It's really eye-catching. And if someone like Johnny, who's my partner in crime here, he unfortunately couldn't make it to Amsterdam. If he's all the way in California and he wants to check out your products and maybe videos, where can he find you online?
Well, visit us at BlackTrax, BlackTrax.ca. And you can also find us on Facebook at BlackTrax.
Awesome. Thank you so much, and I hope you are enjoying the rest of your ISC.
Absolutely. Thank you, Victoria.